I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. For many people, June marks the end of the school year, a time to relax. But officials in France are feeling stressed. French students are slipping in their test scores. So the country's education minister is proposing a dramatic change. He wants schools to cut back their classroom hours so students can spend more time getting exercise. Anita Elash visited a French high school that's trying out the new program.
On est 10, là.
This is a typical afternoon for these 10th grade students at the Lycée Jean Villard. It's in the small working class town of Meaux, northeast of Paris. The students have left their books behind. Now they're adjusting the sails on a group of catamarans. They're heading out with their teacher for a leisurely afternoon of sailing. 16-year-old Cédric Cellier says it's a welcome break after 5 straight hours of history, grammar, and math.
Le matin, au final, c'est comme si c'était une autre journée, on n'y pense même plus, quoi.
He says it feels like a new day. He hasn't forgotten about his studies, but he's glad to have the chance to chill outside of the classroom. Cédric and his classmates are the first students in France to try a new program that's supposed to improve their grades, their attitudes, and their general approach to life. They study all morning, then spend the afternoon playing sports. School principal Bernard Lo Cicero says he had to change something in his students' lives. When he arrived 2 years ago, only 54% managed to pass their graduation exams.
On pense que la semaine d'un lycéen français, elle est très stressante.
He says an average week in a French high school is very stressful. He adds that students have a harder time concentrating in the afternoon, so the new program is designed to work with their natural rhythms. And since they aren't graded while they're doing sports, they have a chance to breathe in the afternoon, and that makes them more attentive the next morning. Le Cicero says students have already improved their grades. Parents say their children are more relaxed and spend less time staring at a computer screen. But not everyone is convinced it's a good idea. Eric Charbonnier works on the International PISA study, which compares student performance in developed countries.
To have more sport in the school, it's a possibility that could be explored. Sport all the afternoon, there's a risk, in fact, that you see the performance that will maybe decrease.
Charbonnier says German schools adopted an afternoon sports program years ago, but they found that low-income students continued to lag behind higher-income students, in part because they weren't getting the extra instruction they needed. So Germany recently did away with its sports program and put more emphasis on academics. Charbonnier says French schools might be better off making sure that students who have difficulties get extra help. It's clear that the students at the Lycée Jean Villard are getting some benefit from their sports program. They seem tense when they set out on their sailboats. When they return, they're laughing and pushing each other around on the dock. Some of the students say they were surprised to learn that they actually like some sports.
On a fait de la lutte, de la boxe, de l'escrime.
Cédric Collier says he's discovered sports he never thought he would do, like wrestling, boxing, fencing, and lawn bowling. Now he says that if someone asked him to spend the afternoon in class, he would refuse.
On pensait tout, je pense qu'on allait complètement chuter à cause du sport.
Carol Cherouvrier says all her classmates thought their marks would drop because they'd be too tired. But in the end, she says their grades have actually improved. Teachers at the school say it's still too early to know if the changes they've noticed will last. Education Minister Luc Chatel hopes to find out when he launches a similar program in 100 schools across France in the fall. For The World, I'm Anita Elash, Meaux, France.